The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Are we live? Is it working? Let's see. Yes, we are. End of the line, Joel says, police station interview footage almost always has the cops trying to entrap the suspect. They will say stuff like, you're a good guy, I know, just tell me how this accident got out of hand. Yeah, definitely. It's very formatted. People don't realize the extent to which they're not speaking to a human being when they speak to a policeman. They are speaking to someone trained, and he will just deliver what they learn in their training. And when you've watched enough police interrogation and body cam, they all do the exact same thing. There are not that many things to learn about to be a policeman. Interview techniques and all, it's all the same. They're going to throw in a little bit of compliments. They're going to try to put the victim, the criminal in a position to feel that morally they have to admit the crime. They really love doing that kind of stuff. Rock Diesel says, I watch a lot of American body cams. It's great stuff to expose lying crocodile tear woman, but to me it's also a big part of the eye that sees everything and everywhere, even in your home. Yeah, it's true. I personally enjoy the body cam and police interview content. It's a new style of content when you think about it. There used to be, you know, cops on TV, but cops on TV was just a small sampling. At this point, we have body cams on every policeman, and that changes the situation. And yes, you realize just how retarded people are, how, you know, policemen have to deal with the worst of society every day. So respect to them. John Drake says, the cops even try and entrap the victims. Sometime it happened to me. Well, entrapment is not the proper word, but they are trying to get you to admit, and sometimes admitting, sometimes their technique is so psychologically effective that if the person is less intelligent or maybe too nervous on the moment, they end up admitting stuff that is not even true. Piff Tannen says, Jeff, in your opinion, who won the debate from 2018 between Ryan and Nick? My God, you're asking about something so old, I don't even remember. End of the line, Joel says, body cam footage that mysteriously goes blank when it might incriminate the cop themselves. Oh yeah, we see a couple of, there are a couple of events where I've seen the body cam being ripped from the cop and thrown on the ground so that it doesn't see anything. Sometimes I've seen attempts at turning off the body cam that didn't work. Those are situations that happen, indeed. Sneed for Life says, do you think women should be cops? I think women should be mothers, and so we're even far. I don't even know that it's good to have women be cashiers, honestly. All right, let's look at this one. This one is an example of schizophrenia in the family, and how this mother is about to put the life of her son in grave danger. Now, there are tensions in there. When you live with someone with schizophrenia, you are dealing with a massive risk to your life, especially a young male. Young males can be violent. Young schizophrenics is a bad combo to have. Young male schizophrenics. But here, this is an instance where I agree with the schizo guy. The schizo guy is staying in his room and he's calling out this whole sequence of events that lead cops to be in your home on a justifiable basis. And then, oh, well, I've heard someone scream. Now it's a psychiatric intervention. Now I can kidnap you. And it's like, oh, I was just entering to say hi to your mom. And now I'm in your home. Now I hear you. And now it's a psychiatric case that I'm opening. There are so many entries in the home that are illegal in principle, and yet that pass under, you know, judges just let them pass. And as long as we don't tighten this, we have basically a loose collaboration between families and police to enter homes in a way that they will cause the escalation. This is an escalation that is absolutely caused. We have a white schizophrenic guy here who ends up in jail for shooting toward the police at the end of it. Thankfully, no one died, it seems. But this could have been avoided. First, the mother shouldn't have called the cops. If you call the cops on your schizophrenic son, it's to get him in prison. In jail, and do that. I mean, I can understand the reasoning. At some point, they may become a danger to you or to the family. But don't call the cops if you just want. I just want to call the cops, but I don't know why. No. There will be an escalation, and there will be an escalation that will lead to your son being in psychiatry. This is the best outcome. In fact, in the worst cases, there will be an escalation that will lead to his death. So let's look at what happens here. This is a mom who called the cops, but she doesn't want the cops to kill her son. But it's like, too late, madame. Once you let them in, they do whatever they want. You don't have a say on how police defend themselves against an armed schizophrenic. Which is why this could all have been avoided, first, if the mother didn't call. Second, if the cops had decided to say, you know what? We were called here for something. We're not going to use the excuse that we heard yelling to declare it a psychiatric emergency and to force a welfare check on someone who doesn't want it. So one way this could have been de-escalated is to tell the mom, look, mom, either we get into your son's room and we shoot him, or you leave the house, and we all leave the house, and we let him be. We let him be, we stay outside the house, perhaps we hire an investigator that will make sure that he's not, running around and shooting people. But they could have de-escalated this if it wasn't that it's in the systematic police, orders and things they do automatically is they have to get the person. The case is not over as long as they haven't arrested. They will send bodies at you. They will, if you shoot them, they will send 10 more. So they will send infinite forces at you until you are arrested. But all of this for something that was not a crime in the beginning. Now this whole thing builds into a shooting with police, crime, and the guy will be forever in jail.
Why you just talk to him like that?
The officers enter the apartment to learn that Daniel has barricaded himself in his bedroom. Upon learning...
And this guy with the schizo beard look, oh my god, this guy is right. He's going to argue with the police, and he's right about what he's saying.
The police are just outside his door. He becomes increasingly agitated.
Dan, it's Officer Sheik. All right, well, you have a warrant, and you got to take care of it. So as of right now, you're under arrest. Okay, well, come on out.
He's not doing anything wrong right now either. He's doing really good.
Well, that's why I'm here. Like, I understand his history, and
I
just want to...
I have to open the door, because you were in the house for no reason. You didn't know I was here for this
one. Okay, well, Dan, you have a felony warrant.
Felony warrant for what? We didn't even have things in the door. We didn't answer the door because you illegally entered my house.
I didn't illegally enter your house.
So here you end up having the conflict in the family. See, this guy had the right to be in a house. And if he had been alone, he wouldn't have opened the door to the cops. And the cops would have knocked on the door, wouldn't have known that he's there. And therefore, he wouldn't have been arrested. But because of the betrayal by his mother, now suddenly he loses his right to home privacy. That is an injustice to begin with. He's correct, I think. I think we should have tighter procedures around violating the law with the collaboration of the family of someone. Because someone who is of the family of someone else is supposedly not does not have to abandon their rights of protecting their loved one. They do not have to speak. They do not have... to collaborate with a police investigation. And this right is being denied through misinformation and through exploitation of people like this woman.
Stop screaming, man. He has nothing. He has nothing.
Yep.
9171. He's just pissed. Danny!
We'll take 7-0 here. We got an uncooperative male refusing to answer.
Let me go grab him.
Sounds good, Mom.
Okay.
Despite Vicky's efforts, Daniel refuses to come out.
I told you not to open the door, Vicky. You killed me.
Danny, I will bail you out.
You killed me. You killed.
He's very clear to his mom. You killed me. So this guy has the intent of armed resistance.
You killed me, Vicky. You killed me. Don't open the door.
Okay, what do you mean killed?
Because she has denied his right to have home privacy and not answer the door. She did it for him. Now he's in an unlocked door that's easy to swat, that's easy for the police to go in. And so betrayed by his mother, and he considers that she killed him because he knows it can only escalate to shooting.
You killed me!
What are you in trouble for?
It's a bench warrant. I missed court. He's not even supposed to be in here. It's a bench warrant.
All right, fine.
No, I'm not.
I will pick you up tomorrow.
No!
Yeah, but they're going to take you.
No.
They're in the house. I can't do anything about it.
Danny, your mom didn't know anything that was going on. I just wanted to talk to you.
So see, you're cheating the system. He's right. If his mom didn't know anything that was going on with him, then you have led her to abandon her rights in a misinformed situation. You knew she didn't know. You knew she would let you in. You're in my house illegally. To what extent is someone living with someone else? To what extent is their house a part of the house? To what extent are they knocking at his bedroom, which is his location in that house? And the thing is, there is this house concept where the police, once they have entered the house, they consider that the breach has been done, and so there are no further rights violated. But when you are talking about betrayal within family members, that's a different thing. There should be more subtlety in the way the law processes this.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm not in here illegally, Dan.
Don't yell.
Well, your mom answered the door, and I was talking to her, so...
So all you have to do is talk to someone and just sway them into abandoning their rights while they don't understand what's going on.
Officer Dillon quickly heads downstairs to prop open a door for additional officers that have been called to assist. Meanwhile, Vicky asks a clarifying question.
Why would you guys come up here if it's a bench warrant?
And well, because he has a warrant. He has a warrant, so he has to go to jail to take care of it. Because it wasn't taken care of.
It's a felony level warrant.
It's a felony level warrant. I mean, he has to go to jail. It just is what it is. He has to take care of it.
Yeah, but that's what, tell the truth. If she didn't open the
So here you have a guy who's being prodded, poked and prodded by the probate justice system. Somehow he has history, they say, so I'm guessing it's some judge has decided that he may have committed a crime or that he's mentally unstable. So he's being poked and prodded by the justice system into this escalation right here, which could have been stopped if the police just didn't come and wait for him to go out. Use your information technology. You're going to know when he comes out of the house. Then you're going to be on the public street. You can do a clean arrest.
It is an active one.
Well, it is active because it's current and it's live.
It's not like you enter people's houses immediately. You want the man to kick down the door and you're going to leave, right?
That's correct.
Yep, I've been enjoying my night. Now you're in the house immediately because you took advantage of my biological mother. Congratulations. Thank you for admitting what I already said.
The guy is right in my view. This guy is an intelligent man. It's too bad that we can't have a society that can somehow harness this intelligence. I mean, you don't make a legal argument like this without some degree of talent and brains.
Well, I'm not here illegally, to be clear.
Yeah, we didn't let you in.
Right. But we're here, and you're here, so we can't just walk away.
Hey, that's your problem. I understand. Tonight's a good night. How about you?
Well, I would like it to just continue to be a nice, calm night.
Do you have your body cam on?
Of course I do.
Good, I'm smiling. Let's get it. I don't have nothing to say to you. I'm ready for war. Let's go.
There's one more person with him here.
I don't care.
Ready for war.
Come and get it.
Stop acting like that.
Daniel's statement that he's ready for war adds a volatile layer to an already uncertain standoff, as there's no way to know if he has a weapon behind the door.
My biological mother is so cold and calling her by her first name. Yeah, I noticed. But you see this in the schizophrenic people who have been betrayed in the past, or they perceive having betrayed in the past by their parents. They come to hate their parents a lot. The parents are the first victim of a psychosis.
Officer Dillon swaps positions with Officer Sheik and attempts to talk to Daniel.
Hey, Dan.
That's not even the same guy, Dan.
Dan, this isn't Officer Sheik. This is Officer Dillon.
You're not an officer. You're a Nazi.
Okay.
You're a Nazi.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Dan.
Yep. And I'm sorry you gained access illegally through my mentally ill.
All right, Danny. Either way, they're inside. Take care of it.
I'm not taking care of anything. They can leave.
Well, they're not leaving. There's like seven of them.
Well, we're going to have fun tonight, aren't we?
What?
Hey, Dan.
We're going to have fun tonight, aren't we?
Danny, we don't want to do this here where I live.
Officer?
We don't want to do this where I live, remember? We talked.
That's interesting code speech between the mother and her son. First, the son is implying that she is mentally ill. He said, my mentally ill mother. So he is implying that by having her open the door, they have exploited an handicapped woman. She also says to her son, Danny, you know we can't do this here. I talked to you about it before. No action here. So they have talked about the possibility of violent resistance against the state before. So you have here a potentially schizophrenic mother, or this guy is deluded and she's not. That must be a lot of suffering. To have a schizophrenic parent, it must be fucking nightmare. So now you have a mother who has discussed before about the possibility of violent resistance against police or criminality.
About this, me and you. It can't happen here.
It can't happen here. I can't have this kind of action.
I can't have this kind of action, okay?
Danny, I know you love your mom.
Listen, I don't love my mother. She's my biological mother. She's been a schizophrenic.
I don't love my mother. She's my biological mother. She's been a schizophrenic abusive since I was born.
Schizophrenic abusive since I was born.
Yeah,
my God. And when I went to fight, when you came and abducted me. Yeah.
Now, this is abducted me and brought me to a foster home. This is to be taken with a grain of salt. Schizos can have these convictions that they have been persecuted by their own parents without any evidence, but it's possible.
Brought into a foster home? That was fine.
Hey, Danny, come on, let's go.
You're not going nowhere.
Unsuccessful in his attempts to speak to Daniel, Officer Dillon steps back and lets Officer Sheik resume his position.
Danny, open the door.
I'm not opening.
I didn't hear anything.
There's seven of them in here. Come on.
But Life says, so why is he living with his schizo mother? Well, schizophrenic people sometimes are dependent on their parents, even if they hate them. But in this case, I don't think he's living with her. I think he went into hiding. Probably he was being pursued by the state. I don't know if he had actually committed a crime or if it was just a trickery to get him in psychiatric hospitals. But definitely he had a warrant of a felony. But I don't know that he had committed this felony. Sometimes the state will do a warrant because they want you in a cage so that they can say, okay, you haven't committed the crime, but we're still going to bring you to psychiatry because you're sick. So he may have been trying to escape a trickery here of the state. Wahed Rex says a bench warrant. Yes, so a warrant declared from a judge without knowledge of the case, right? That's what it means. A judge who was just who put it on some piece of paper.
Bring a dog. They should probably bring another deputy.
But
Sarge handled it.
Why? He broke the law. He just told you. If you didn't answer the door, it would have been good.
Dan, if I would have forced my way in, not knowing you were here, that would have been breaking the law.
Yeah, but since you took advantage of my schizophrenic mother, now you're not.
Okay, I did not take advantage of your mom, Dan. I never have.
Stop screaming.
When backup arrives, officers N-word begin lover. Planning a breach as Daniel's next words deliver a stark warning of the chaos that will soon unfold.
We got four here, so I'm going to go grab a shield.
I wish I would have known about this.
By the way, I do not advocate for such resistance against the state. You're just going to be isolated. You're not even going to get a clear line of shooting. I don't advocate that kind of resistance because it's just useless. They're going to overpower you. And you know, I have so much disdain for these guys who think, oh, yeah, I got my guns. They'll be in trouble if they come to get me. No, they won't have any trouble getting you. There's no amount of gun that will beat organized attacks by the state.
Danny, stop it.
I don't need you getting hurt.
I'm not going to get hurt. He would never hurt me.
I'm not going to allow you to go in there.
He's not going to hurt me. It's my
son. You broke the wall. Look at you,
It's me you're looking at, Daniel.
Yo, they're looking at you. They're sitting there. They broke the wall to get in. They're smiling. He's ready. I'm ready. We're all ready. No more talk.
Please don't use things on him. Okay. Like, kills his gun.
Now, this is not your choice anymore. You have let the police in. Once you let the police in, it is their choice whether they use their gun to defend themselves or not. The reason we want to hide in a house is precisely so that this escalation doesn't happen. But here, the poor decision of the mother led to the escalation happening.
No, Danny, come on.
Vicky, tell them to slow down. Tell them they wanted to kill
Vicky,
you.
Vicky, we need you to step out of the way.
No, come on,
please.
Let's go.
Vicky.
Let them arrest you and I'll come bail you out.
Why don't you take the pedophile and arrest me?
Because there's not one here, there's seven.
That's fine.
Let pedophiles arrest me. That's fine. More bullets for everybody. This guy is ready to go.
Okay. I'm no longer asking you. No disrespect. I'm telling you.
Come on, Danny.
No. Now they're trying to box you in your own home.
Come on. No, that's me, you dummy.
No, stay out of the door. I want to talk. We're talking.
I've been waiting for this lover and pedophile. Danny,
Vicky, you're not going to be able to reason with him. I'm going to need you to leave the hallway. Please don't make me force you out of the hallway.
No, he isn't going to hurt me.
Okay. No, yeah, but I don't want him. I don't want you to get caught in the middle of this. Please leave over here.
Please don't hurt my son like that.
We'll try not to, Vicky.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready to end this calmly.
I'm ready too.
Okay, well, come on out then.
No, why would I come out? Don't you think that pepper gun's going to help you, officer?
No,
you're not.
I am. You're not hurting my son.
You're not going in there.
You're ready to kill me, and I'm ready to die.
Danny, stop!
This very key saying here, they're ready to kill me and I'm ready to die. It boils down to this, this guy is ready to die. And so there's not much that can happen there but suicide by cops of some sort.
Despite repeated requests to leave, Vicky's refusal forces officers to manage conflict on both sides of the door.
Pawn, can you stand with Mom?
I'm coming in. No.
This is not an option. You need to leave the apartment.
No.
We need you to leave the apartment.
I don't want my son to get hurt.
You should open the door, Vicky. Everybody has their light.
I don't. Danny, they came in either way.
She's got to get out of the apartment. Out of the apartment. You come back, you're going to be arrested, Vicky.
Yeah, my husband is here. That's not my bedroom. Right there. Please, I'm not even dressed.
Just right outside the
can
door.
Can I go in my bedroom? No, and at least can get my jacket? I don't have a bra on even.
Get a jacket.
Please.
Come right out.
After getting her jacket, Vicky is finally escorted toward the front door of the apartment as officers prepare to take their next action.
I can hear him banging stuff around. Right out. I don't know if he has weapons.
Now we have a shield, police shield. They have non-lethal bullets. I'm actually very surprised that they don't have their guns pulled at this point. I mean, this guy has been very clear. There's a war coming.
Whatever it is, all right. Just heads up, guys. I don't need rounds going through that door at you guys. Danny, come out!
Hey, I'm going to defend myself. Are you ready for the sanctuary?
He's defending himself. No, please don't hurt my son.
Let's go.
An officer fires non-lethal rounds beneath the door, and in an instant, the scene erupts into chaos and gunfire.
...9171, if County can step it up, please.
So what is the point of this under the door? No chance that these bullets do anything. And they're non-lethal bullets, kind of paintballs, if I understand correctly. I think it was weird, and as you will see, it has caused escalation. Oh, they were pepper balls. Okay, so maybe they put some spicy stuff in the room. That will make the room less pleasant.
There's a fire! I'm down! I'm hit bad! Give me out!
It's my son!
It's the pepper ball.
No!
It's the pepper ball. Well, at this point, it's not pepper balls anymore. But amazingly, this guy comes out full schizo, war rises on, and shoots a policeman, and somehow no one dies in there.
I'm
down, I'm hit bad. Get out! I need the door open!
Officer Sheik, after suffering multiple gunshot wounds, is helped by a fellow officer as he limps toward a cruiser.
Let's go, bro. Hustle. Just relax, take a breath.
Okay,
Bobby, we got it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Let them know we're self-transporting.
Thankfully, they don't have to go far before help comes to them.
Hold on, is this medics?
Nope.
All right, so it ends up no one dies, and of course he gets charged, but charged with what happened on that night, like not with the previous felony. But I am so doubtful of the validity of these felonies that come out of nowhere and just on the right person who's suspected of being psychiatrically unstable, who's suspected of being some kind of on some sort of ideological quest against the state, and who understands his right. They pull this kind of thing always. And here's a case where definitely we have an escalation caused by everything that that forces the police to do this and forces the police to do that. We should have a pause button on the whole process, and we should have a, hey, let's be intelligent about this. This guy doesn't hurt anyone in his home. Let's see if we can use our information to find moments where he leaves his home, and let's get him. I actually believe in the absolute right of defense of the house, and I believe it should be enshrined much more powerfully in our in our police methods and in our constitution. Doubting Thomas says, JF, many years ago I had a schizo neighbor in an apartment I never met that called the police saying that I had dead bodies in my house. Thankfully the police knew better, didn't come in guns blazing. Yeah, it can be very dangerous. We create dangerous situations that don't have to happen. You basically got swatted. You got swatted by a schizo. Wahed Rex says, thinks of bureaucratic payoff, union contracts, enforcing actions that aren't expedient. Yes, absolutely. Drunk spitting demon mom gets her 13th DUI and pees in the cruiser. Let's see.
I know, but come out of the road. You're standing in the middle of the road.
No, you're going to make me do the road.
I'm going to stay with the tip of it, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go slow. You're not moving your eyes at all.
No. Nope.
Your eyes are not moving at all.
I got to pee.
We're
going to
have one prisoner. She's finally in the back of the car.
I'm gonna hurt my head so.
Reminds me of my exes.
Dad, you gotta take me to the ambulance!
I'm not
skinny
anymore.
Oh, not anymore?
No, I haven't. Ow! Ow!
Why are you
screaming? LT, at least you're not doing my paperwork anymore.
Almost made me there. I'm like, hey, we got it. We're getting no use of force.
What are you talking about? I was just going to take her to the cell for you.
Right. You're going to bend her wrist.
hold. Of course.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
I stopped you because you...
I know.
Well, what's going on tonight?
Please don't feel her. Please don't.
No, I'm just, you know, I saw you hit that curb over there, and then you're kind of all over the place a little bit.
Know.
And I'm just trying to make sure everything's okay. What's going on tonight?
I just want to go get my daughter and go spend the night at my mom-in-law's place. Please let me go there. Please let me go there.
That driveway you just pulled out to, were you visiting somebody there? Or?
No, we're just going there because his mom is dying.
Okay.
My husband just left. And he just called me and said he's not doing good. Please just let me
Your
go
your
there.
Husband called and said that?
No, he just called me, and that's why I'm going there.
Okay. Do me a favor. Go ahead and step out here for me real quick. I'm going to come back this way.
I know how this works. Can I take my Crocs off? I already know how this works.
What do you mean by that?
I'm going to take my Crocs off because I know how this works and them are not okay. I'm going to do that.
Could you do me a favor and just move my car back a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to put you off.
Yeah. No, I was talking to him.
I know.
Come out of the road.
I know how this works.
I know, but come out of the road. You're standing in the middle of the road.
No, you're going to make me do the road.
First thing I would want to do is make sure that you're safe, okay? I want to make sure that, you know, we're not standing in the...
The road looks clear to me.
Well, I understand, but a car coming up behind us like that, right?
Come
over this way for me real quick, all right?
So you want me to go onto a slanted road?
It's such a... Why are you drunk driving in pajamas? If you're in pajamas, you should be home. Now, you can drink if you're home. But you can't be drunk driving in pajamas. What is the situation that leads to this?
I'm not doing
it. I have a camera in my car.
That's fine. And then there's one right here. I just want you to stand over here.
So the camera goes this way.
We're not doing anything right now. I'm having you stand in front of me so that I can talk to you. Okay? Good? All right. What's your first name?
Autumn.
Okay. Autumn, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run some field sobriety tests.
I got it. I've been there, done this. Let's do it.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested for OVI before?
She knows all about it.
Okay. Like how many times would you say?
12.
Okay.
We be honest. Come on.
12. 12 times.
He's like, be honest. What? She's been found to be driving drunk 12 times.
Okay. Are you valid right now? Looks like you have
I am.
You have a valid ID, so
I'm valid.
I mean, if I'm just looking at it, it looks valid.
I'm very valid.
Okay. On any kind of medication or anything like that? No medication? Do you wear any kind of glasses, prescriptions, anything like that? Okay. Do you mind doing a couple field sobriety tests for me? So I can check your eyes and make sure you're able to drive? Because if I'm just...
Hear me out real quick. I am very capable.
Okay.
And I prove.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? If you don't submit any tests, okay, which you don't have
you're
to...
You're taking me to jail. I got it.
I'm only going to go off of the clues that I have right now. And that's your driving. That's your inability to stand without swaying. And that's your slurred speech and odor of alcohol coming from your person, okay? So, but what I want to do is make sure that you are or are not able to continue to drive the vehicle, okay? So, again, I'm going to ask you, you could do some of the tests, none of the tests. I can check your eyes and we can go from there.
Well, I'm not going to oblige to any of the tests then.
Okay.
Because you're going to tell me no.
I'm going to tell you no for what?
Because you're a state of Ohio, and you can do whatever.
That's not true. If I don't have the clues with the eyes, nystagmus, this involuntary jerking of the eyes,
I don't have that. Well,
the last thing I want to do is if you've been drinking, put kids in your car, okay?
I'm not going to put kids in my car when I go.
Police do this all the time. They learn this very hard. I don't want you to be driving drunk with your kids. So they frame it as a moral obligation where, well, why don't you allow me to do the test so you could get your kid and your kid will be safe and everyone will be ensured of the safety of your kid. They appeal to something that you can't say, oh no, I hate my kids. I don't care about driving with my kids drunk. If you say that, well, no one will say that, even a drunk driver.
You get them.
Well, if you're going to go get them, then where are you going to take them to?
I'm going to have my mother take me to go get them.
Seems like you got a lot on your plate right now. Okay? But as it stands...
I don't plan to put kids in my car when I go and get them, though. And that just seems to... I'm sorry that you're testing me for, but I don't plan on that.
Okay. Well,
I don't plan on that at all.
In the condition, like I'm just saying
that's
right now, I can't let you drive. Okay.
I don't want to drive no more.
Do you care if I do any field sobriety tests on you? I'm not going to take me to jail. If you fail the Ohio field sobriety test, yes. Not jail, no. But I'm going to arrest you, and then I'm going to take you home.
Right. You're going to go home.
Okay.
Regardless, all right?
Yeah.
I just want to go get my kids.
Okay.
My boyfriend took my kids, and I want to go get them. That's all I want to do. Because he's not corroborated to go get them.
Well, I'm not gonna force you to take these tests.
I want to take them because I want to go get my kids.
Okay. Well, then we'll do this right
now,
then, okay?
That's fine. Let's go get my kids.
Hey, no, right here. Stand right here. Right where the light is, if you can. If you can come towards me a little bit, okay? Okay. So what I'm going to do is let me first thing put this away. Put this here. Can you, without looking in the light, okay, can you see the top of my pen? Tip of the pen?
Yes.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wave it in front of your face back and forth several times, okay? What I want you to do is follow with your eyes and your eyes only, keeping your head completely still.
And if I pass this, you're still going to take me to jail. I've been there, done this.
Okay, well, let's baby steps for right now, okay? All right. Well, follow the tip of my the pen there. You got to follow with your eyes, okay? Not your head. All right, I'm gonna try this again, okay? Oh, it's the pen's way over here.
I see it.
No, not using your peripheral, okay? What you have to use is you have to follow it all the way up.
I
to
got
the
it.
Side. Okay. All right.
See it.
No, your eyes aren't even moving.
I'm staring at the eye light over there.
That's correct. You are. And yep. My pen is right here. It's not okay. Over there.
I'm sorry. My eyes okay. Do something different than you want them to.
You
want to
try a different test?
Go ahead.
Okay. Can you look at the tip?
Yep. She got different eyes. Why don't you respect the different eyes?
Pen?
I am.
You're not looking at the tip of the pen. There, you're looking at the pen. There now, stay with the tip of it, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go slow. You're not moving your eyes at all.
Nope.
Your eyes are not moving at all.
Nope.
I'm going to hold this way so the camera can see that your eyes are not.
I think she has an attitude problem.
Moving
yep.
At all.
See it.
Do you want to follow it, though?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to. Do you want to do another test?
Do you say do you want to follow it? So.
Yeah, but you never
do. Do you want to follow it?
You want to try it again?
Sure.
Okay. We'll give it one more chance because I'm not going to keep doing it, okay?
But you put it away like I followed
correct,
it.
Correct, I did because you weren't following it. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Follow with your eyes, and your eyes are only keeping your head completely still.
Sure.
Your eyes are not moving.
She has two positions that she can do. She's down to 90 degrees rotation on her eyes.
Your eyes are not moving.
Yes, they are.
Okay, we're gonna stop that test because you're not doing it. Okay,
that's crazy.
Okay, so would you like to do another test?
I would.
Okay, so what I'm gonna have you do is stand just
no,
the way.
No, I would like.
How about another joke, Mary?
I have to call my lawyer.
You could do that after.
Because that's crazy.
Okay.
Well, you have that opportunity.
No, I have an opportunity to talk to my lawyer before I am arrested.
No.
This is. They're going to bring you to jail, and then you're going to talk to your liar.
That's not how it works, ma'am.
That's not how it works.
Okay.
Okay. You want to try the next test?
That's crazy, because all I want to do is go make sure my daughter is okay.
Okay, do you want to do the next test, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is keeping your hands down by your side, feet together, okay?
I've been doing that the whole test last time.
Okay, feet together, ma'am. All the way together. Okay. When I tell you, what I want you to do is I want you to stay at this position until I tell you to begin the test, okay?
Yeah.
When I tell you to begin the test, what you're going to do is you're going to lift either your right or your left about 6 inches off the ground, keeping it parallel to the ground, with keeping your hands down by your side.
I can't do it.
How's come?
Because I have a scoliosis problem.
And so, are you okay? You can't do that?
No.
You want to try a different test where you're just walking a line?
No, can't.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to place you
that's
under arrest
fine.
For OVI.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can slide your Crocs back on.
Hold on.
I got
you. Yeah, we got you. We're not going to fall.
That's fine. I have a corrective spinal problem.
I'm
that's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
And then you guys are going to release me in 12 days. That's stupid.
No, we're going to release you.
No, we're going to release
can
you tonight.
Can I get my purse?
We're going to get your stuff. We're going to get everything out of the car. Don't worry.
That's stupid.
Besides your purse and your phone and stuff, is there anything else in the car?
No.
Know about?
Absolutely
right.
Not.
Okay. I'm just, because we got to inventory.
No, absolutely
right.
Not.
All right.
No, I want to see my stuff getting.
Okay. We'll get, we're going to bring it all. We're going to bring
no.
It all back.
Okay, ma'am.
No.
Okay, let's go.
I know.
We're not going through the car. We're not.
I know. So you're not going to do it in front of me?
What are you asking?
But you're going to ask me to get.
You want your purse? You want your purse and your phone?
No, I want all my possessions in front of me.
No,
that's not. We're not playing.
It's impressive how policeman is still a very white-coated job. You go to restaurants, you have like 95% brown workers in some fast food business. But you look at police, they are still very white, at least in white areas.
Again, it's fine. You're under arrest.
Are you serious?
Yes, you are under arrest.
For what?
Very serious.
I'll get you back in the car.
For what, though?
OVI, operating a vehicle intoxicated, okay?
Okay, so you bottling my arm?
I'm trying to make sure.
We're trying
after
to keep
I told you
down.
That my arm is in.
Go ahead.
No, you can't bend my arm like that. Please
I'm
don't.
I'm making sure that you're not falling.
I told you. Please don't. Please
you
don't bend
step,
my arm
you need
like
to step
that.
Up in the
I'm not
truck,
even
man.
Holding your arm anymore. Go ahead and step up there, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You
I
step
do.
Up in there. All right.
Okay, Joe, step up there. There's
I'm not.
There.
Okay, you have to get
you're
in there.
This
no,
is
you're
an
going odd. To push me in.
I'm not going to push you.
Oh, you're going to, just like you did my arms.
We're going to.
Of course they will, but you have the option.
All right.
Get in the car.
All right, now.
She spit on him.
Get in the car.
Now they are justified in putting the little mask.
Okay, well, pitch me in there.
Get up there and get in the car.
I'm not.
Do you want to climb in yours?
No, you're...
What?
You're
yeah, it might be a little easier. It might be a little easier.
I didn't do anything wrong. Oh, I assaulted a car like this before. Stop.
No, this is enough. You're not spitting in my face again.
It's up with you and your camera, yep.
Keep your foot in there. That's the first.
Yep. My thing's all closed up there. Yes. All right.
Well, you're going to have to go to, we're going to need two of us anyway.
I gotta pee!
Okay, let's not show the peeing. That is how the arrest ends up. She ends up doing her little crisis inside the car. All right, what do we have here? Here's why you don't pull a saw on the cops. So some guy has a saw in his backyard. The cops are there. Let's see what happens with this one.
Put it down.
Drop it.
Turn around.
Can you see this? Kevin, be quiet.
On July 20th, 2022, two officers from the Appleton Police Department in Wisconsin respond to a domestic disturbance. Two women on scene tell the rest of the backstory.
She came home from work and her husband, I guess, was going off on her. Over something. And
he's
drunk. Yeah, it's like he took care of my kids drunk. So I came here to get her, so we can go to the park to get her away from that. She runs out.
Females collaborating against husbands.
The house to tell me to get out of the driveway because he's pulling off and he was going to hit my car.
It's absolutely a female friend of your wife that will convince her to divorce.
So he's driving drunk.
You were at work?
Yes, I was working. His desk, he was right there.
Do you want to go talk with him?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. You mind talking to me for a sec?
Pardon?
You mind talking to me for a sec?
I don't want to talk to you.
Why not?
My house.
Okay.
Uses his right not to collaborate with an investigation.
You don't want to talk to me?
No, no. I've got a reason to talk to you.
Okay, well, we're here because...
My house.
Okay. Well, we were called on a disturbance.
Of course, the whole positioning of the policeman and the females is all aimed at depriving him of a location of his children because they're planning to make claims of domestic abuse against him. So they're trying to pull him out of the house while the females are with the children. So that looks like a let's set him up for an arrest so that we can run away with the children.
Friends.
No.
So you weren't involved in a disturbance?
So he knows that they're going to try to convince him to not go into the house and to stay out as if he's in some sort of trouble. But he's absolutely legally right. He has the right to go back into his house and they're trying to keep him away from his children.
I'm not in your house right now.
Come on.
I want you out of the house. This is my property.
All right, we're not in your house.
Wait, what's up?
Come on.
Please, I don't want my kids. He's going to
lock
the door on me.
The kids. Yeah.
We need the kids
here tonight. That's out of my house.
I'm getting the kids.
This is my property. I pay tax. I don't want you here. Okay. Get the fuck out of my house.
He's not in your house, sir. You need to calm down.
Little technicality here. Don't say, I want you out of my house. Say, I want you out of my land. Because they're like, oh, well, then we're not trespassing. We're on the land. He has a right to extend his trespass call to the border of the land, but he's saying get out of my house. He's wrong. He's giving them an out.
Calm down. No one's in your house right now.
This is my house.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but no one's in your house. Okay.
I don't want you here.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm not here talking with you right now. I'm not in your house. No one's in your house.
Get the fuck out of my property.
And now he gets it. Property. You need to get out of the property.
To calm down.
Out of my property. Yeah, I pay taxes.
Okay.
You need to calm down.
No, I got my right. And okay.
That is police escalating a situation that does not need to escalate. They don't have to tell him to calm down. He has a right to trespass them.
You can see this.
I hear
get
you.
Get the fuck out of my property. Get the fuck out of my property.
Are you going to calm down?
What?
Are you going to calm down for us?
No. You get the fuck out of my property. I pay tax.
What he should be doing is say, get out of my property, and then make sure he encloses himself in the house. But he's staying there, and so they're trying this kind of psychological tactic of not reacting, like they have some right to be there. But the standoff will inevitably end with them having to get out.
Out of the house. You got a PC on me?
What?
You got a PC on me?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you don't know what I mean? PC? Out of my house.
Probable cause. He is right.
Get out of my house. Right now.
I mean, even by the telling of the woman. So all that this guy would have committed up to now, if you believe everything the woman have said, he would have been angry at her. I mean, this is... What else? They didn't say he hit me. They didn't say he was over her. Well, okay, so that means basically there was a conflict and a discussion and he was rude to her.
Get out of my house. Okay? Get out of my house.
Just want to watch him.
Yeah.
So what exactly happened?
I was working. He was watching the kids. And I knew he was drunk from the messages.
What makes you think he's
I know him already. And he's an alcoholic.
Did you see him drinking, though?
Yes, and then before I left to work.
Okay.
I only have a part-time job because of my kids. He was done with work. Well, they sent him home early. Just by those messages, I knew he was drunk. So I was like, we're done because I don't want to be with him no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like...
Okay, so you are trying to get a divorce from a man because he's drinking, and you are in his home. And you are calling the police to his home while trying to set it up so that the kids are separated from him. That looks increasingly like a divorce through police. This girl wants a divorce. This guy has not committed any crime. She just wants a divorce, but she doesn't own the home.
Like, okay, we're done, okay. And he argued with me a little bit, but I blacked him out. And then my sister showed up.
Did anything become verbal or physical between the two of you?
No, it's just verbal.
So there's no crime. You are telling your husband in a very, very unclear way that you want divorce.
And then he was like, I'm cheating on him, and then never did.
Get the fuck out of the house. It's my property.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of the house.
Don't say ass. He's gonna stand there and say, I'm not in your house.
Calm down.
This is my problem.
You need to calm down.
No, I don't need to calm down. What are you doing here?
Investigating a disturbance.
Why? What disturbance?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Get out of my house. This is my property.
Okay, well, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, you're leaving. I pay for you. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay, get the fuck out of my house.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of my house. Right now.
So this guy has some degree of strategic things he has to plan. If she's divorcing, she may try to run away with the caravan.
Get the fuck out of my property, okay? Get off. This is my property. I pay tax on my property.
I understand that.
Get the fuck out of my property. Get off. Get off.
Stop.
No. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Okay, well, that's what
this
we're trying to...
This is my house. Get the fuck out of my house.
All we're doing is talking to you guys, trying to figure out what happened.
I want to talk to you.
Okay.
You
don't have to talk to me.
Black people, you kill Spanish, get the fuck out of my house.
Okay, if you don't want to talk to me, don't talk to me.
Another Nazi policeman.
I want you here.
Okay.
Hey, get the fuck out of my house. That's what I mean. Get the fuck out of my house.
Stop.
So what? This is my property.
Okay. I'm allowed to be here.
I don't want you here.
Okay.
Now, what this guy should do, because yes, someone points out, bust him for DUI. The one thing here is, if he came with the car, then the police saw him driving a car, and if his wife is correct that he has drank too much, then he may have been, he may have left enough evidence to the cops that he was drunk driving. But the cops don't make this very clear. What he should do is tell them to leave, but then stay in the home so that they don't have visual confirmation of any of his behaviors, or they don't have a smell test, so they can't get to him. But the more he's interacting with them, the more they can argue, well, I smell alcohol on your body, and you just drove this car.
I don't like police. Get the
sir,
out.
Sir, you need to calm down or you're going to be detained.
You need to calm down.
You need to calm down or you're going to go in handcuffs and be detained. So please calm down.
You got a PCOB?
You need to calm down.
You got a PCOB?
You need to calm down.
You have a PCOB?
You need to calm down.
You got his PC?
I suspect that the police are reserving it in the back of their head that they have probable cause. They saw him drive, and they are currently investigating that he may have been drunk.
I know what PC is.
You got a PCOB?
I don't need PC to detain you.
You don't have a PCOB because this is my f***ing house.
Okay, you need to calm down.
No, you need to get the f*** out of my house. Get the f*** out of my house.
No one's in your house.
This is my f***ing house. Motherf***er.
Your house is right there.
Yeah.
No one's inside
get
of it.
Get the house.
No one's in it.
Who called you?
She did.
This you?
No, no, no.
I did.
This
yes.
F***ing bitch.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
This bitch. Fucking bitch.
What I did?
The sister of the wife ends up organizing the divorce, picking out the kids.
You know
what I did?
We know what he did. He did nothing. He spoke verbally with you, and I'm sure you were saying things to him, and he was saying things to you.
No, you f- you go to the police station and get the fuck out of my house. Okay? Get the fuck out of my house. You f- gonna pay for this.
Ah, yes, he could fail a sobriety test right now, and a competent lawyer can argue that he had a drink once he got home. Absolutely, because there was some time that we lost him on body cam. So you could say, I came home, I just drank a beer. Yeah, very well observed.
Get the f*** out of the house!
Okay, so you guys were outside and then went where?
So, and then he just started saying that I was, like, sleeping with other people when... I don't know why he came up with that, but that's what he said. Because I know he did. I know he does that when he's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way he does that, when he's really drunk.
Okay.
As you could tell. I mean, that... The way he talks, he doesn't really... He's more calm when he's not drunk, so...
Okay. I guess... Right, from what you're telling me, I don't...
You don't have
right.
anything.
It sounded like there was a verbal or
yeah.
verbal discussion between the two of you that right can
yeah.
get heated. But there's nothing illegal in that unless it doesn't sound like a crime's been committed, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, he was driving intoxicated, though, isn't that?
I have to be able to prove that. And unless we have, I can't just say that he was intoxicated to say he was intoxicated. I have to have things that would show me that he's intoxicated. You
so
know
you
what
have
I mean?
A bunch of women who. Are assuming he must have been intoxicated. They don't even have visual confirmation. It's just the mood that he gives out. I know when he's intoxicated. That's when he is. We don't even know that. We don't even have the probable cause the policeman acknowledges.
Just because he's upset and angry and you say that's how he gets when he's intoxicated, that doesn't...
Show you anything.
In court, that wouldn't give me... I can't just arrest him for driving while intoxicated because he's upset. You know what I mean? I'd have to be able to articulate how he's intoxicated, which I can't yet. This is your house, correct?
Well, it's his.
It's his,
but you reside
married.
Here, correct?
Huh?
You reside here,
yes.
correct? Okay. You guys are married, you said?
No.
Okay. Are the kiddos between you two as
yes.
well?
Okay. Yes.
We have to get the
As the husband cleans out the minivan, he can be seen holding two Budweiser cans. However, this is not the vehicle he drove with on scene, and to these officers, it does not rise to the level of probable cause.
Hey, get the f*** out of my property.
Can you stop?
No.
Just go inside.
This is my property. Where go inside?
Hey, sir, so she needs to get things so that she can leave, so we have to go grab things for her.
What?
She needs to get things so she can leave.
Okay, get whatever you want.
Okay, but I'm going to be going in with her.
Okay, go.
No, we're going in the house to get her items so that she can leave.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, whatever she wants.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Appreciate
my
it.
My wife? Oh, you don't want to be here? Tú le hiciste caso a la p*** esta? ¿Cómo tú me dijiste a mí? Enano. Tú eres una p***. Víbora. Víbora p***.
A demon bitch.
Okay.
¿Tú la vas a mantener a ella? ¿La vas a mantener a ella? ¿Y la vas a cuidar a ella? ¿Y le vas a pagar todo?
Sir.
Can I get one more unit down here, please?
No, this is my house. You don't have to do...
Okay, you don't have to
stop arguing with her right in front of me.
What?
Stop arguing with her right in front of me.
Get the f*** out of the house. Yeah, you have to get the f*** out of the house. This is my property.
Sir, back up.
Back up what?
Back up. Get out of my face.
Hey, don't f***ing touch me. Oh,
stop. You need to stop or you're going in.
Are you
going to
kill me because I'm in Spanish?
This guy is overly intense.
Stop. No, we're not going over there right now because she's over there.
Who?
You need to stop.
Ma'am, go ahead and grab your stuff.
This is my f***ing house.
I hear you, but right now you're causing a disturbance with us. Okay.
Yeah, f*** you. Mother f***.
Using First Amendment, we're still within the First Amendment protected speech.
Don't fucking touch me again.
Come here. Sir, come here.
People are pointing out that he's small, maybe he suffers from Napoleon syndrome. I have weapons. Oh God, no! I will fucking kill you. Now we're out of the First Amendment.
Put it down now! Put it down right now!
We are still not with the deadly gun. We have a taser phase here.
Put it down now! Put it down!
Drop it! Drop it!
What a bad idea! We have talked about the disequilibrium, the asymmetry of warfare and technology. You can't go with a saw at policemen. Only in Dexter you can do that.
Put it down! You need to put it down! Stop! Where you are right now. Stop walking! Stop and turn around!
Stop
and turn around!
Turn around!
Turn around!
Wait!
Turn around!
Wait!
Well, now you've threatened the police. You said I'm going to fucking kill you. Now they can arrest you even if it's your house. You messed up, bro.
Hey, you're gonna get tased. Turn around right now.
This is my house. Get the out of my house.
He has some sort of George Floyd syndrome. I think he would like to have his rights violated. Puta. Bitch.
Yeah.
Witch. Fucking witch.
Okay, what are they?
Fucking whore.
9177, we have one to take.
Yeah, you mother. You fucking racist. Against the party. Kevin, they mother racist. Do you see this? Kevin.
Kevin, do you see this? Look. Racism.
Record this mother. He's racist. Racist, motherfucker, again in Spanish. Yeah.
We got an Asian racist here.
You, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is... Women do that to cause this, and... It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. They do that on no basis, and they cause the basis for the arrest. We've seen it. Actually, this is what happened twice tonight. We've seen twice cases where women in the family call on no basis or call or accept an entry on no basis, and in doing so, deny rights to their own family members. This is something that needs to be patched. This is a big weakness of the law, and policemen are very much aware. In these areas, especially in liberal states, they know all of the parallel ways in which they can cause something to happen that they want to happen to lock in their justification. They know that they can't get into your house, but if they can have a justification to maybe open the door, talk to you, maybe not give you the opportunity to refuse entry, or use a, like they did with me in Quebec when they tried to kidnap my family. They made a false 911 call. So you had the police woman saying, I have to enter because we have a 911 call. And it was fakery. They faked a 911 call to enter my home against my will. And they do that because they know that there are so many parallel ways in which they can get you before they even get to trial. That ultimately the trial doesn't matter down the line. They can get your children. They can get you in jail for 24 hours. They can get you into psychiatry. So police are more and more using these parallel ways in leftist states, especially, to violate rights, because they don't just care about the criminal enforcement. They have these sideways to get at you. That is the message for tonight. Other than this, we don't have much news. Trump has been announcing a military strike on a vessel in Southern Caribbean targeting Venezuela's Tren de Aragua gang, killing 11. I don't know about these strikes because it's kind of killing random people, like on no due process, but it's the power of the military, the power of the president of the U.S. I don't know. It's kind of using the army for criminal enforcement, and on these 11 people on a boat like this, is it really, were they all criminals, or were they maybe family members of criminals? Were there kids? I think it's very dangerous to be using these strikes on essentially civil infrastructure. John Drake says, I think he was in PEI or Quebec. Absolutely, I've been absolutely persecuted by these two provinces, PEI and then Quebec. I had to flee to Alberta. That's a space of 2 months during which I couldn't do shows back in November, December. So yeah, if you want to see the show where I tell this whole story, just search on my Twitter, JF Garrier PEI Quebec, and you'll see the story of my oppression. It was extremely dirty what was pulled against me. I don't know that they pull this often, to send that much cars for taking basically a family of a free thinker for the purpose of political oppression. And they had to have a reason to send all this attack against me. So what they used is they said, oh, we had a 911 call. Now, because they weren't clever, I was able to get away, because they sent the police first and I didn't resist. I said, oh, you had a 911 call? Well, and I said, can I go inside and assure you that no one is harmed? And they said, no, we have to go inside because it's a call. So there may be someone in danger inside. That was a pretext to locate my family, to make sure that JF is there with his kids. What they didn't understand is that by the time they would send the second team to capture me, I was already gone, and I was already out of the, by the hours, the hours following this. I mean, we took 10 minutes to pack everything up and leave. And I know that I can never return on the territory of Quebec ever because they have an order to kidnap my whole family and myself, my children, and it's absolutely illegal. It all stems from a neighbor saying, "I'm worried about JF. I haven't seen his kid for a long time." Well, you don't have the right to see my kids, you know, so... It's not, there's no basis, there's no probable cause there, not even by the low standard of family courts. So I had to flee two provinces in a row at 30 minutes warning shots, like, we have to leave in 30 minutes or they're going to come back, and they did come back. My mom was there when they came back to get me, and... she was there, and they were like, they were stuck with the fact that they didn't have a valid reason to arrest me. So they were telling my mom, "So we don't understand, mom. You know, yesterday we came and JF was there with his children, and now he's not here." And my mom was good enough to not reveal that I was already out, that I was where I was, you know. So that basically at that moment I decided, well, the only place I can be safe in Canada is Alberta. And holy shit, was that a valid decision, because we landed here and the whole police oppression, family kidnapping system of the Canadian government started pressuring Alberta to kidnap me and to send me to psychiatric hospital or to take my kids from me. And the local policemen were super nice about it. They were like, "So they want us to take your kids, but they don't tell us why. They don't tell us what you've done that's wrong." And they just saw the kids. My kids are healthy, and so there was no reason to take them. But they were like, the ministry, the high levels of Alberta government, the highest levels of Alberta government have been pressured by the police forces and the child protective services of Quebec and PEI to say, "Go at this guy. Go at this guy. He fled from us." And it's like, "Yeah, I fled from you, but you have no reason to do these things. You have no PC. You have no probable cause." So I know about police oppression and state oppression. Let me tell you, I've been on the road without a home for weeks, hiding my own family from the state to survive. And I've reached happiness in Alberta, but it's happiness on a fence. It's like, can you imagine you are born in a country that you loved, Canada, but you know that there are provinces where you cannot drive to. And it's not because there is a valid warrant against you. It's because these provinces have a desire to politically persecute you. That is my situation. That is why I know that one day my mom will die and I won't be able to go see her. And I won't be able to see her ever again before her death. Because the state has decided to go after me with everything they had. And that includes non-legal paths. Frog Eyes says, "I think it's crazy how JF had to pick up and leave in the drop of a hat and move cross-country." Absolutely. 40 hours driving. The drive is 40 hours from where I used to live in Quebec. And in fact, it's probably something like 52 hours. From PEI to Alberta. I had to sell a home, get a temporary hideout at my mom. They find me there on the road. We need to shop for a home. That's what happened to me. And it happened, this is not in 1982 with, you know, this happened in 2024, 2025. This happened this year, at the beginning of the year. Lord of Sigma says, "At least JF can do that relocation. In some countries, the entire country wouldn't be far enough to be free from oppression." Absolutely, which is why interstate conflicts and political differences are extremely important to preserve. It's very important that we keep the Republican states to be Republican states, because they're going to be the last hideout. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. If you like the show, go support us on the Patreon or the Subscribestar. At the $20 level, you'll be able to join my private chat room on the Discord. It's called hashtag General Patrons, and it's where I spend my whole day preparing for the show and answering your questions. So if you want direct access to me and a bunch of very intelligent people who are sharing thoughts on the everyday, join the $20 Patreon recommended by Frog Eyes on the regular chat. That is it for tonight. Frog Eyes says, I recommend the $20 JF Patreon to get the full breakdown video of this QC injustice. Oh yeah, it's true. I had done my public video about it, which tells most of the story. But I have revealed even further details, personal details, in the Patreon recorded show, which I didn't remember that, but you're absolutely right. So that gives you two great things to get for the $20 level Patreon supporters. Much love, everyone, and I'll see you all maybe tomorrow, or maybe I'll be on a break tomorrow. I don't know. Bye-bye.